Hello and welcome to the Smashy Business Show. I am Farah Bashir.
And I am Anika Ellis Baby.
So before we start with our headlines, I want to tell Anika that I will be leaving for an AI event in a bit.
That's amazing.
Is honestly, it's really cool because we're going to be knowing all about AI and what's going to be coming for AI for the United Arab Emirates.
Yes, of course, very interesting event. What's the name?
It's AI Retreat.
And it's happening at the Museum of the Future?
Yes, which by the way, I think the location is very convenient because as we know, like the Museum of the Future and AI is the future and the Museum of the Future, they all, I think, coordinate well together and go hand in hand.
Of course, I think that Museum of the Future is the place where mm-hmm. a lot of these events, especially when it comes to AI, robotics, business in general, a lot mm-hmm. of such events are held over there. Very fitting place, very beautiful place.
100%.
Which actually brings us to our first story for the day.
But before bringing our stories for the day, which by the way, we are talking AI, so I'm going to give you the headlines. Dubai appoints 22 chief AI officers to lead tech initiatives. Aramco, there's an update, shares rise after follow-on offering. And Saudi Arabia's Q1 GDP contracts 1.7% amid oil sector struggles. And let's jump to our first story. As I said, it's all about AI. So Dubai appoints 22 chief AI officers to lead tech initiatives. His Highness Sheikh Hamdan bin Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum appointed 22 chief officer AI officers within Dubai's governmental bodies, as reported by Huam. Now, these appointees will spearhead AI and advanced technology endeavors within their respective entities. And His Highness said, we have approved the appointment of 22 chief AI officers across government entities in Dubai as part of a forward-looking vision aimed at leveraging AI to enhance government operations. Now, this initiative will enhance Dubai's progress and expertise in the sector and consolidate its position as a leader in creating innovative solutions built on advanced technology. What do we think, Anika? With the AI just like starting to take over jobs.
Okay, that's such a dystopian way to phrase it. This is a very nice thing that the UAE and Dubai especially has always been on top when it comes mm-hmm. to embracing change.
True.
So we saw that Dubai was actually one of the first places to form a paperless government.
Yes.
And now we're moving in and we're embracing AI, which is the way of the future. Whether you like it or not, AI is going to be a big part of our roles. And I think it's just a sign for us mm-hmm. to upgrade our skills, to upskill ourselves. And
yeah.
It's not necessarily a whole like something's about to steal your job. It's more mm-hmm. about something's coming in to help make your job more efficient, perhaps more right. I think it's a very interesting change. And I think it's very amazing because Sheikh Hamdan, the Crown Prince of Dubai, mm-hmm. has always been at the forefront of these
yes.
of such initiatives. He's always been there to embrace this, to really guide the nation forward. And I think it's a very indicative of how our Crown Prince is slowly coming in to his role, which is as the future ruler of Dubai.
Yes, but actually, sorry not to cut you off, Anika, but the other day I was at another AI event and I met different people who had different perspectives regarding AI. Some of them really are embracing it. While I remember I spoke to a guy in a pink suit and he said, AI is out, it's already here. We're already using it and embracing it. Like, for example, ChatGPT, it's there. We use it, right,
100%.
All the time, and it's helping. Like, you can take AI in a way that and use it for your benefit. He's like, but it's already taking over.
Yeah, 100%. It's already taking over. Dubai, in fact, even has its own concept restaurant in downtown Dubai called Zenon, mm-hmm. where the whole idea is you're dining with AI.
Yeah.
Although it's just projections, but still. It's 100% a fact that AI is a part and parcel of where we are.
Yeah.
But the fact that AI can be used to develop an economy, to build the government, to push a nation forward, mm-hmm. that is relatively unheard of. That's exactly. relatively new. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very interesting to see where it goes.
Well, so now, away from AI, you guys, let's now jump to oil and Aramco, because there is an update. Would you like to tell us about the update, Annika?
Yes. Okay, so the shares have risen after a follow-on offering where Aramco's shares closed up 1.1% at 28.60 riyals mm-hmm. following its secondary share sale with $11.2 billion or 41.2 billion riyal.
That's worth actually a very big number.
Yeah, mm-hmm. worth of trades on 1.6 billion shares. So the final share sale price was 27.25 riyals per share, below the expected range. Foreign investors, mainly from the US, UK, Hong Kong and Japan, have bought 0.73% of shares, while local institutions and retail investors own 0.89% and 0.76% respectively.
As well, by the way, the government retains a 97.62% stake. Proceeds will likely support Saudi Arabia's public investment fund for non-oil income projects, which is really, by the way, like, it is quite, I would say, very interesting, because we have, like, the increase is very, I would say, valid, and we can see it happen.
100%, but mm-hmm. actually I want to connect this story with our next story,
okay,
which is about how, so we have Aramco, which is Saudi's oil arm. Okay, so now Saudi's oil arm shares have increased because people mm-hmm. have been buying it. People are showing interest in
that
the idea in oil, because of course it's Saudi Arabia, why would you not? But at the same time, our next story, which is about how Saudi Arabia's GDP in Q1 has dropped compared to last year, and mm-hmm. this has been an ongoing decline which has kept happening, but and they're attributing this drop in GDP to mm-hmm. oil activities and overall because the oil activities in Saudi Arabia have reduced.
That's true.
So
yeah.
this is the Saudi is an economy that's actively mm-hmm. embracing trying to embrace a non-oil sector. They're trying to move into other mm-hmm. things, you know, the Lion Project, Al Ula, concerts opening up. All of these are measures to improve tourism, to find new ways of revenue, to call more businesses.
But another issue, by the way, for Saudi Arabia is that many countries do not follow targets, which affects, you know, the revenue and the shares and regarding oil.
Yeah, 100%. But
you know what I mean?
When we're talking about Saudi, mm-hmm. we're talking about Saudi right now.
Yeah, yeah, Saudi.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's like, this is, it's just interesting that people mm-hmm. are still investing into oil.
Yes.
Whereas the Saudi government itself is holding a big chunk of these shares, and they are going to take the money and invest it elsewhere.
Yes.
So I just, I'm just wondering if like, the market itself is not looking a little too short term. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't we want to look a little more long term and go like, okay, clearly the government is pushing for something else mm-hmm. In a few years, or okay, not a few years, but in a couple of years, oil is going to become a lesser source of income.
Yeah.
And there are going to be other things. And if I was... And this is not investment advice, disclaimer. This is not investment advice.
It's Annika.
But I just think that if the pattern is true, if the trends are correct, mm-hmm. Because okay, let's see. Reuters, I believe, and Arabian Business, they both mm-hmm. had a headline where Saudi GDP has fallen 1.7%, but non-oil activity is climbing 3.4%.
That is true, because people don't want to invest in oil. Because people would want to invest in Aramco, of course.
Yeah, no, it's not about that. It's about how Saudi government, the non-oil activity has climbed up 3.4%. Why? Because the government is looking at mm-hmm. doing other activities.
Yeah.
So I think perhaps there needs to be a reconfiguration of how GDP in Saudi itself might be calculated eventually. Mm-hmm. Maybe not right now, but I feel like in a while it won't if we are going to keep comparing Saudi with its oil, mm-hmm. perhaps the GDP is going to keep falling. Okay. But if we start looking at other things, like the mm-hmm. non-oil activities, yeah. so tourism, tourism, I'm not sure what else, but in the other aspects, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think we have a lot more to look forward to.
Of course, you know, I mean, at this point, Saudi is just going to keep on climbing up high, whether it's like with, it's going to invest all of its oil in other things, which is very exciting for Saudi Arabia. And we're all looking for it. And you guys, it might have been short and sweet, but this brings us to the end of our show. And see you tomorrow, same time, same place.